We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachas, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Yudalad. V'al kein gam b'Yerusha ha-shaych l'bonim, k'shezoiche l'haniach bonim, gam kein ha-ben koidim l'bas. Now Rav Nosson Zal is continuing from where we left off yesterday on the topic of Yerusha, inheritance, that regarding inheritance that's supposed to be passed on to the children, when a person is zeichet to have children, the son goes before the daughter. We touched on this yesterday a little, the topic of the eitza of male versus female. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to extend it further. Ki ikar tikkun ho'eitza shu b'chinas mitzvas yerusha litein labonim kanal hu nasa al yedei sitra d'chora daiko. Because the as we learned earlier, the eating from the Eitz Hadas was called Pegam Ho'etza. Because again, Chava followed the advice, the ill advice of the Nochosh, of the snake, instead of seeking the advice of Hashem, seeking the advice that she could have gotten from Odom Arishon, based on the instructions he got from Hashem. So the Eitz Hadas is called an Inyan of Pegam Ho'etza. And we said that that resulted in defiling the Parnosa, all the Shefa of this world. Hashem gave a curse, Be'itzavayin Toichlu, Be'itzavayin Toichalena, so that the whole Parnosa is cursed, because the whole Shefa and Parnosa has a curse on it because of this Pegam Ho'etza. Therefore, the whole concept of the Tikkun of the Shefa and Parnosa is dependent on Tikkun Ho'etza, and the Tikkun Ho'etza is dependent on the Tikkun of the Shefa and the Parnosa. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, the Tikkun Ho'etza, which is tied into the concept of leaving over one's estate to his children, is accomplished more so by the male, as we said, because the Torah refers to the advice of women, atzas noshim, as in a derogatory manner, that's usually not first choice. Aval afal pikein, but despite that, Bebonov, when it comes to one's children, Bebonov Shumeniach, regarding the children that one leaves over, Yesh lefamim din Yerusha labas, b'mokim shena be'ein ben. There are times where the inheritance does go over to a daughter, where there's no son, for example. Ki habonim shehumeniach heim bi'atzmon b'chinas tikkun ho'etza, shu b'chinas bonim kanal. Because the children that one leaves over, they are Tikkun Ho'etza, which is children, as we learned in the previous shir. Ukemavur heitev lamal, as we explained well earlier. Shehabonim shemeniach heim bechinas hasichliim haprotiim. When a person is zeichet to have children, the father is referred to as a sechel hakoilel. The children that he produces are referred to as sichliim protiim. He passes on his knowledge, his chinuch, to his children. So they're referred, and each one of them receives a little bit from him compared to the total knowledge that the father has. So they're referred to as sichliim protiim, receiving from a sechel hakoilel, from the father. Just like the concept of Bechinas Ribui Sforim, the concept that we learned about every time a new Sefer is added to the Torah, a new Sefer is written, it's a concept of new Sichli and Protium being introduced into the world. Bechinas Tikkun Ho'etza Kanal, which are also Tikkun Ho'etza. V'alkein, Me'achar Shenishar Brocho Achrov, once a person was zeichet to leave over a blessing after him, meaning children, afilu bas shehim yoytzech alotzav, even if it's a daughter that's from his descendants, yesh bo ze gam kein b'chinas tikkun ho'etza. There's also an aspect of tikkun ho'etza even in a daughter. Me'achar shal kol ponim hiniach zerachrov, because at least Baruch Hashem the person left over a child, Shehem Bechinas Tikkun Ho'etza Kanal, which we learned earlier, is the concept of Tikkun Ho'etza. Because the more Sichli and Protium that are introduced into the world, the more we zechet to Tikkun Ho'etza, Shleimus Ho'etza. So every child, every new child that's brought into the world is a facet of this Tikkun Ho'etza. Again, a son much more so than a daughter. Ki bevadai gam hanoshim shebohem ikar achizas chalukas ho'etza, afal pikein, soif kol soif, heim gam heim zoichen lebechinas tikkun ho'etza, shubechinas tikkun ho'odom. sheyuchal al yodam lisko islachaim nitzchem be'elam habo. Rav Nosson says, because even women, that they are the essence of chalukah soetzo, as we learned earlier, chochmas noshim, you know, the concept of atzas noshim, which is associated with divided etzah, lack of clear etzah, still, eventually, they also are zoicha to tikkun ho'etzah, which is the tikkun of the person, the parent, sheyuchal al yodam lisko yislachayim yitzchem olam haba, who is zoicha through them, through the children, even the daughters, to eternal life in olam haba. Shezeh ikar shleimus ho'etzah, which is the essence of perfection of Eitzah, when the soul of a Jew reaches its tachlis in Olam Haba. Ki bevadai gam neshei Yisrael zoichem l'Olam Haba. Because we know that Jewish women are also zoiche to Olam Haba, which represents shleimus ho'Eitzah. Kimavura b'Gemara, as the Gemara says, hani nashi b'ma zachyan, the Jewish women, how are they zoiche to Olam Haba? And the Gemara says, by bringing the children to school, etc., ubezoyer HaKodesh ba'arichus, and in the Zoyer HaKodesh it talks at great length about Olam Haba for women. Rak she'etzlam habirur koshe beyoser. However, by the women, the birur, the tikkun, is much more difficult than by men, me'achar shebohem nechaz beyoser sitra demoisa, because of the fact that the sitra achra is more attached to them than to the man. We said the example, the nochosh went to Chava, didn't go to Adam. Shehu b'chinas chalukah soetza, and the nochosh, the sitra achra, is the concept of chalukah soetza. Shehu b'chinas atzas noshim kanal, which is associated with atzas noshim. Aval soif kol soif mizbarer hakoil. However, eventually, everything gets fixed. Everything gets its tikkun, including the women. V'alkein ze sheheniach zera. Therefore, this person who left over children, afilu im loy hiniach elabas, even if he only left over a daughter, oy bas habas, or even if it's only a granddaughter, he koidemes lekol mishpachtoi. She comes before her father's brothers or father or anything like that. Afilu lemishpachas ha'av, even before the family of the father. Ki ikar habirur v'hatikun shel hames, shehu tikkun ho'etzo nasu hu ikar al yidei zaroi v'yoytzei chalotzo v'kanal. Because the main purification and tikkun of the soul of a Jew who passes away, which is synonymous with tikkun ho'etzo, is accomplished especially through his children and descendants. V'alkein afilu habas v'yoytzei chalotzo koidmin lekol mishpachaso. Therefore, even a daughter comes before her father's family, her father's father, or father's brothers, or anything like that. Ki yesh lohem koyach yoiser lesakei nishmosoi, b'chinas tikkun ho'etzo, me'achar shenimshichu mimenu. Because the children come from the parent, they have more of a koyach to help bring about a tikkun for the parent than the person's brothers, or father, or anything like that. Ki hamshochas habonim bein bas nimshochem mimkoyim hoetzo mebchinas netzach hoyd yisoid mebchinas klois yoetzes kanal. Because as we learned earlier, when a person brings children into the world, the bringing of children into the world comes from the same place as etzah, which is the kloyos, the kidneys, the netzach hoyd yisoid, that area. V'alkein ikra tikkun al yodom daiko. Therefore, the main tikkun ho'etza, and the main tikkun of the nefesh of the person is through them, through the children. Avol kishechas v'sholem enoy zeichel aniach zerachrov. But when a person chas v'sholem isn't zeichel to leave children after him, shehim b'chinas tikkun ho'etza, whereby they would represent tikkun ho'etza, tikkun ishmosei kanal, and they could be a major part of the tikkun of his neshama, vazai hu pegam godoil moed moed l'nishmasai, and therefore it ends up being a major deficiency in his neshama, kimavur b'divur Rabbi Seinazal, as our rabbis tell us, ubefrat bezoyar barichus, and especially as the Zoyar HaKodesh writes at great length about it, utzrichen liten yerushosoi lemalo l'mishpach asoviv, and therefore his inheritance has to go up instead of down. Instead of going down to his children, it has to go up to his father, Azai bevadai ein mishpachas so'em ruim liyorshoi. So again, in such a situation, certainly his mother or his mother's side are not the ones who are qualified to inherit him. It's his father and father's side. Ki ein yecholim l'sakein pigam atzosoi. Because the mother and the mother's side, they cannot fix the pigam hoitza me'achar shem misitra denukva, because they are female. Sheshom ikarachizas chalukas seitzkanam, which, as we mentioned earlier, that's where the main pegam hoitza is. It's on the female side. It was Chava who messed up first with the pegam hoitza, where she said, "Hanochosh hishiani, the snake advised me." Kihu tzorech tikun godol, because this person who didn't leave behind his own children, he requires a major tikun me'achar shemeis b'loy bonim rachmanu l'tzlan. V'halavai shemishpachas ha'av yisku l'saknoi. Halavai, his father's side, his father's family, will be able to be masakin him. In other words, if his estate gets turned over to them and they use it properly, halavai, that'll be a tikun for his neshama. V'alkein ein mishpachas so'em yoreshes ki mishpachas so'av. And therefore the law is that the mother's family, the mother's side, does not inherit. It's only the father's side. Paragraph Tesvov. Nimtza shehayirusha v'anachlo shenisha men anifter hu bechinas birur ho'etzo shenizbara ro'al yodoi. Shemishom kol hamomoin v'aparnoso. So therefore, the inheritance, the estate, that a nifter, a person who passes away, leaves over, is synonymous with birur ho'etzo, that's being accomplished through him, which is what generated all the money, that whole estate. The estate came about through birur ho'etzo. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in the Torah, the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, be careful, you're going to get rich and be successful and everything, and you're going to forget Hashem. You're going to forget Kihu, and the Torah warns, don't you dare forget Hashem. Kihu hanoisein lecho koyach laso ischoil. Because Hashem is the one who gives you koyach laso ischoil. And the Targum on that pasuk is, Arehu yohiv loch ito lemikni nichsin. Because he is the one who gives you the advice to acquire wealth, to acquire possessions. So we see clearly that the nechosim of a person, the possessions of a person, are synonymous with Eitzah. That's where they come from. They come from Eitzah, as we explained much a few pages back. Shezehu avoidas ha'odam. And this is the avoida of a person in this world, levarer ho'eitzah b'shleimus, to clarify the Eitzah, to get to the right Eitzah in everything in life, in Parnosa, in Ruchnias, in Gashmias, in Sholom Bayis, in everything. V'gam achshav tzrichen litein hamomoin liyorshav, kedei shehem yevararu hamomoin bebirur achar birur. And so too now, when a person's leaving the world, he has to give over his money to those who are going to inherit him, to his descendants, so that they will further be misaking that money. They'll be mavara that money, bebirur achabirur, refinement after refinement. Hainu levarer ho'etza beyoiser, to be mavara the etza further. Kedei sheyizke haniftar al yedei birur ho'etza, lahasig ho'etzo hanitzchis, shehu derech etza chaim kanal. So that the person who passes away, through this birur ho'etza, through his estate being used properly, through these monies being used with etza toiva, with sechel, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim, to support talmidei chachamim, all of that, through that, this person who passes away, he will be zoicha to his etza hanitzchi, which is derech etza chaim, which is to get to Gan Eden, to get to Olam Haba. That's the ultimate shleimus ha'etza. V'alkein im yoyershov ktanim v'hem chasrei etza. And now, based on this, the Gemara tells us that if the descendants are small children and therefore they are lacking in etza, they're not intelligent enough to make their own wise decisions as to how to use the money properly, alkein tzrichen habezn lahamid lohem apotropos. The bezn has to appoint an agent, a custodian, v'ho'apistropis hu b'mkoyim ho'ov. This custodian is a replace, he's in place of the father. V'hu manig hanachosim al piatzosoi. He guides, he conducts dealings with the estate according to his Eitzah. And again, that's how he improves and corrects and benefits the estate. Shezehu toivo lahames, which is a toiva to the person who passed away, if his money is being used properly. Ki aliyosoi alidei biru ha'etzah kanal, because his aliyas neshama is brought about through biru ha'etzah. The more his possessions, the more every part of him is going through the proper biru ha'etzah. Ki shoyresh ha'apetropos nimshach mebechinas ha'apetropos shel mala. Because this concept of apotropos that we have down below here on earth, a custodian who's appointed to look after the estate of a person who passed away when his children aren't qualified to do it, comes from the concept of the apotropos in Shamayim. Klal Yisrael has an apotropos in heaven, an agent that works on our behalf in Shamayim. Shehu bechinas Michoel Kahana Rabba, Apotropsa Rabba the Yisrael, which is the Malach Michoel, who is called the Kohen Godoil in Shemayim, and he is called the great Apotropos of Klal Yisrael. U'Michoel, Kohen Godoil, hu ha-makriv u'male nishmois Yisrael ala mizbeach ha-elyoin lefnei Hashem Yisborach. And the Gemara tells us that Michoel, Kohen Godoil, is the one who sacrifices the neshamois of Yidden. He brings the neshamois of Yidden on the heavenly mizbeach as korbonos to Hashem. There's a Tosfos at the end of Masechta Menachos, where Tosfos brings this information. There it's speaking about the pasuk Ve'ishe Yisroel Usfilosom Be'avas Kabel Barosim. So Tosfos says there that this is the avoida of Michoel Kohen Godoil, that he's makriv the neshamos of the tzaddikim on the mizbeach, on the heavenly mizbeach. And that's what a Jew is supposed to have kavana when he says in Ritzei, when he says those words, Ritzei Hashem Elokei Yisroel, because Hashem Elokei Yisroel, Ritzei Hashem Elkeinu Samach Yisrael, Bamach Yisrael, Velesfilosom Shei, Vahoshev Esavoidel Advir Beisecho, Veishei Yisrael, Usfilosom Beavas Kabel Barotzlem. Hashem should accept our tefilos and our Ishei Yisrael, the fire offering of Yisrael. That refers to those neshamos that are being sacrificed on that heavenly Mizbeach. Because the heavenly Kohen Godoil corresponds to the Kohen Godoil down below here. She'oile la'asar dikri kodesh kadoshim. She'shom ma'ala neshamos. Just like we learned in the previous year, that the Kohen Godoil here on Yom Kippur goes into the kodesh hakadoshim. That's one of his main things, to be zeicher, that he's the person who is zeicher to reach into that highest place where there is the greatest hamtokas hadinim, where the Evan Shasiya was, which symbolized the unity of all of Klal Yisrael, where those 12 stones came together as one under the head of Yaakov Avinu. So too, the heavenly Kohen Godoil, Michoel Kohen Godoil, also reaches that place called Kodesh Kodoshim, the Keser, that highest address. Sheshom ma'aleh ha'neshamos. That's where he offers these neshamos as sacrifices. Kishom aliyosum shel kol ha'neshamos shenigmar tikunam la'alos. Kinizkaleh. That's the place that all of these neshamos go up to when they completed their tikun. They go up to that place called Kodesh Kodoshim. Umeha apetropes so'elyoin Nimshach hu apotropos hatachtoim, shehu apotropos al nichsi ames. So from this spiritual concept of apotropos lamalo, this Michoel Kohen Godoil is called apotropos rabba, from that comes forth down below on earth this concept of an apotropos, a custodian, an agent who is appointed to look after the assets of these ketanim, these young orphans who aren't qualified to supervise it themselves. Shehu bechinas bal etzo benichse ames. He's the advisor, he's the one who advises regarding the estate of the father who passed away. Shehu tikun lahames kanal, which is the tikun for the person who passed away. Ki ho etzo nimsheches mebechinas kodesh kodoshim. Because we know that where does Eitzah originate from? The Gemara says, Kloyos Yoyes, the Eitzah comes from the kidneys. But that's not where it originates. It originates up from the top, from the highest place, which is called Kodesh Kodoshim, from the Keser. That's where the Eitzah really originates from. And over there, everything is Nimtak. And Rabbein Ezal tells us in the Ketoran that the way a person is zoche to go up there to that Kodesh Kodoshim is through Mayim Tohirim, through purifying waters, which are generated by the additional Sforim that are being added to the Torah all the time. That's where the Tikkun of Shleimus Eitzah is brought about. V'alkein habezden daiko mamiden apotropos. And this is why it's Bezden who has the responsibility and the authority to appoint the apotropos. Why? Ki Bezden heim chachmei hador. Who is Bezden? The Bezden is the chachamim of the generation. Sheheim b'chinas emunas chachamim shetzrichen lahamim bohem. They're the chachamim we're talking about, that a Yid is supposed to have emunas chachamim in. Ki ein lecho elo shoyfeit shebiyomecho. Because the Gemara tells us that a person, the main nisoyon of emunas chachamim is in the leaders during your time, your rabbis. How is a person today going to be able to come before the heavenly court and say, if he was living during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, he would have been on Moshe Rabbeinu's side and not on Korach's side? How do you know? Prove it. The only way to prove it is going to be if you have the proper emuna in the tzaddikim of your generation, of your rabbis, Shoyfet Shebiyomecha, if you had the proper Emunas Tzadikim, and then it'll show that were you living during Moshe Rabbeinu's time, you would have made the right choice then also. You would have had the right Emunas Chachamim then also. Umehem Yoytzei Mishpatei Emes. And from them comes forth the true justice of the Torah. Umishom Kol Ha'etzes Kanal. And that's the source of all the proper advice. V'alkein, Ze sheniftar v'nisharu nechosav liyisoyimim, she'ein lohem eitza shleima l'sakana nechosim. Therefore, now, a man who passes away and leaves over his estate to small children who don't have the proper eitza, how to supervise the estate, al kein habezden b'chinas bal eitza b'nechseihem. Therefore, Bezden, who are the true Balei Eitzah, they're involved in the estate. Because the true tzaddikim, the true chachamim, they're the ones who can shine Eitzahs into each and every individual person based on what that person needs. V'zehu apotropos shemamidim, and this apotropos who's appointed down below here, he's connected to spiritually. He draws his energy from the heavenly apotropos, who is Michoel Kohen Godel, who's the one who goes into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which is the address of Eitzah Toiva. That's where you get Eitzah, Shleimus Eitzah. Shu b'chinas hamtokas hadinim, k'may shekosov Rabbeinu b'mokam achar, al posuk utshua b'roiv yoyetz. And again, Shleimus Eitzah, that's the greatest hamtokas hadinim. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in a different chapter in the Kutimran, when he quotes the posuk utshua b'roiv yoyetz, that the true Yeshua of a person is when he's zoche to the proper Eitzah. Sheho Eitzah, Hu hamtoka sadinim. The Eitzah, that's the greatest sweetening of all din. The Tikkun Ho'Eitzah, Hu Tikkun Lahames. And being zeche to achieve Tikkun Ho'Eitzah, meaning where his estate is in good hands, there are people with the proper Sechel, proper Eitzah leading his estate, that's the Tikkun for the person who passes away.